Welcome to Story Comic Presents, where we interview amazing storytellers and artists. This is episode 348. I'm your host, Barney Smith of StoryComic.com. We're excited to have back with us the incomparably talented and internationally revered creative team of Fugitive Poems, Christian DiMatteo, James Lines, and Mark Capitelli.
Internationally wanted.
So it's great, Christian and James, it's great to have you back again. This is your third time on, so that means you have earned the honor of friend of the show. So you'll get the logo, and you know, all we do is request that you just at least put the logo on, maybe half the size of your cover is fine, nothing bigger, don't worry about it. And you've brought one of your other creative team members on the show. Christian, do you want to introduce Mark to us?
Absolutely not.
Mark
Capitelli is our senior editor. He has a couple of projects that he is shepherding himself. He oversees the quality of all the books. I'm the editor-in-chief. He's the senior editor, which is that I take the credit for all the excellent work that he does. And he's been an invaluable part of the team actually since Containment Breach Volume 2, Myth Reborn, which is the first time that we met you, Barney, was when we were, Mark and I were out to dinner one night, and I was telling him about all the editing I had to do.
I wasn't the bad boy.
On these scripts.
I just want to clear that up.
He says, you know, we've known each other since we were in fourth grade, so I should have known this. He goes, you know, I'm an editor. And I went, right. I just had never put two and two together. I'm like, dude, do you want to get involved? Because Lord knows we could use the help on this project. It's so much work to do. And he jumped on, and he's been essential ever since. And one of the cool things is that he can work with James on editing art stuff as well, because he is an artist. And he has like colors, like, what do you think of the colors on this page? I'm look good to me, but he understands color theory. He understands the way a composition of the way something's put together, where I know what I like. You know, he knows what works and what doesn't work. So he actually is a real help with James as well, where they can have conversations that James really can't help with me. I'm just sitting there nodding. And yeah, it looks cool. Yeah, that looks cool too. They both look cool. Use them both. So that's Mark Capitelli, and I'm really excited to have him on. So many of our contributors have enjoyed working with him. He's a stellar editor, and really gets into the of a story. And one disliked working with him so much that they named the a-hole in their story. They changed the name. I'll call it out. My man, Nick Dillon, who I love, changed the name of his a-hole main character in a short story from something else to Mark on about the third edit.
And I've never been prouder. It was my crowning achievement.
So Mark has had quite an effect already.
Mark is also a contributor. So he's in our fourth book. He's got his first short in there. And that was actually, I got to collaborate with him as well. So he did the writing, and Jimmy Gangs, yep, were our contributors, did the line art. And I got to do my first strict coloring job, which was pretty cool for me. And it was cool to work with Mark on his first project.
And so, yeah, because the last time you guys were on, you were really talking about your Containment Breach, and you just mentioned James, that you had volumes 1 through 4, but the three of you are here to not talk about Containment Breach, correct?
Well, that's one of the, we want to talk about the Containment Breach series as well, because they're all available on our website for sale. And right. we really want to show people the incredible. We're so proud of this anthology collection. We have some of the very best indie creators in the world in these books, and we've done 4 volumes now, and they're all of it available at fugitivepoems.com. And we've actually been getting a lot of traffic, a lot of people across the country, and actually even in Canada and South America, I've been picking them up, and you know, we're mailing them out to them, and the book is getting some real. The series is getting some real traction, which really excites me because we have some more stuff in the works that we want people to keep seeing these great indie creators. And to your point, there is something else that we did want to talk about as well.
And it's not Fini, which everybody's been waiting years for.
I'm glad that you remember that. It is not Finis. No, Finis is still in the works. It is, that's our George R. R. Martin story. One day it'll happen. No, I'm glad you remember that. Thank you. Finis is coming. We are working. We have met 2 incredible creators who had started putting a story together, and they are the first team whose work we're going to be producing under the Fugitive Poems banner. That's not our work. I'm going to be the editor on the series. The series is called... And you have an image from it. The series is called Dirty Living. And there it is. Mm. And this is, we're happy to announce that there's going to be the first series coming out under the Fugitive Poems banner, exclusively available on the Fugitive Poems website. And it's Stephen Becha and Ryan Santos who are creating it. And they are incredible. And we've got a little description of it there. Detective Doug Kelly's Got Problems. Demented mobsters, filthy cops, and a psychopathic sexy stalker all want him dead. Oh, and also his dead partner just showed up for work. There might not be enough whiskey to get through breakfast. And that's a pretty good sense of what the story is actually about. It is a supernatural noir that is just one thing after another happening to this this one guy attempting to be an honest cop whose father happens to be a major incarcerated mobster. And he's been trying to live with that, reputation as well. So it's funny. It's violent. It's weird. It's a well-written, beautifully drawn. We fell in love with this and we said, this has got to be our first. So Dirty Living, Ryan Santos is the artist. Stephen Becha is the writer, and we're really excited about it. So it's in production right now. It's in the ink stage, and we wanted to announce it here. We'll let you know when we got dates for when it's coming out, but it'll be out before the first issue will be on the website before the end of the year.
So what was the role of like the 3 of you had, you know, through the Fugitive Poems banner for a different comic book that is written and inked by written and art by somebody else?
So basically the format is how we're working with them is similar to how we work with people on the anthologies. Of course it's more involved because it's full stories, but Mark Capitelli, who is here, is working as editor once again. They're sending through the basically the same approval process that we use on our anthologies. We've gone through some pencils, which were fabulous. You know, there was very small remarks because these guys are dead professionals. Sometimes when we work on the anthologies, we're working with, you know, kids who are inexperienced or, people who've never really worked for a publication, right? But these guys are solid professionals. So it's a lot different for us too. So, we got our first, 22 pages, right, Christian?
Yeah.
First 22 pages in pencil, and they're working on the so basically we go script, obviously. In this case, the script was pretty much what sold us on these guys. Christian went back and forth with them on polishing that up, and then when we get to the art stage, it's basically the same thing we do with the anthologies. We go through pencils to inks to colors, and then to the final product, which in this case is going to be online. And possibly, if it's very successful, we might be making print copies as well. So it's essentially the same thing, just a bit more involved. But okay. It sort of plays off each other, because like I said, these guys are solid professionals already.
This fits under our mission that we've always had, which is to raise the banners of as many indie creators as we can, you know, ourselves and everyone else that we can. There's so many people out there who want to do comics and who are doing comics and who should be recognized for their incredible work. And we're doing our part. We have two other teams in talks to put out their stuff as well. And just we're having a great time. And really, we cut our teeth on those anthologies, learning how to work with a team to bring a product, as James said, from the beginning to the end. And it is that on a larger scale, as James said. So very exciting.
When Netflix decided to make their own content, they shopped around and they decided on House of Cards. Like, this is something that seems to be, that fits within what Netflix is the vision that they want to go for as a company. Did you all kind of do the same thing with, did you all basically think about doing the same thing with Dirty Living? Like, we're, this being almost in the sense your premiere out there, like this is the first comic book that, this is the first title that we're doing that's not ours. how does picking Dirty Living reflect, say, the mission and values of Fugitive Poems as a company?
Yeah, values.
I was just going to say, we kind of pride ourselves. We like to take a look at content, and you know, our first question is this Fugitive Poems? So we're not going to take just anything and put our banner on it. It really has to fit our style and our worldview, I guess you could say. So we've been selling our brand for a while now, and you know, the books that we have from outside artists and writers are going to fit within that vein. We're not going to start, you know, making children's cartoons or anything like that, you know, unless someone pays us a buttload of money. But,
let's never say never.
Yeah, and then that's our mission.
That hasn't happened yet, so you know, we're able to keep it in our wheelhouse. So we're proud of that. Even though these guys are from outside, we probably wouldn't have picked the content if it didn't fit our personal genre, which we're trying to create, that Fugitive Poems genre.
Which is screwed up.
Yes.
It's heavy metal. It's psycho gore. Not. It's psychos. It's werewolves with Nazis. It's all kinds of crazy stuff.
Actually, Barney, in volume 4 of in Monsters, Beasts, and Bastards, some of our Monsters, Beasts, and Bastards are Nazi werewolves in that book and story that James and I did, which, as always, is the most violent story in the book. No one ever takes full advantage of our R rating like we do. Everyone, but
we enjoy being the dark heart of the book.
Indeed. Right.
So, Mark, how do you see your role kind of evolving also as Fugitive Poems as a company evolves?
Officially, I'm the editor, but I am also a writer, as James mentioned before, and I have some things that I'm going to be throwing into the mix as we get into more regular publishing stuff. And I do one or two projects outside the company as well, but you know, who knows what the future brings in terms of you know, bringing in people or what have you. We're really kind of open to all possibilities at this point. My role in the company, I think, is basically what it's always been, which is kind of being the tiebreaker between these two, and you know, they this God, I am I really going to say this? Yeah, they're both brilliant. And they both are brilliant in different ways. So, you know, I don't know. What am I the Kirk to your McCoy and Spock, or am I the McCoy to your Spock and Kirk? I don't know. Whatever it is. That I think that more than anything else is my role in the company. And then just I'm a persnickety bastard. So whenever somebody sends something in, I pore over it and I'm like, no, that ain't going to work. Or, yeah, this is great. And whenever I write something, I send it to Christian. Whenever he writes something, he sends it to me. We check each other's stuff, and that's why there's so many mistakes in both of our work. No, It's been great. It really has. It's just a lot of fun. And, you know, when you're teaching writing and you're teaching literature and stuff, you know, all day in college and whatever, and, you know, then you come and actually do something with it and work with other people with it who aren't students, who aren't there for a grade. They're there because it's their passion. It's it's really great, and it gives you a wonderful perspective. You know, it's been a fun ride so far.
Let me also say it, Mark, sort of grounds us a bit. Christian and I are sort of out in the left and right field. Mark kind of brings us in. He's our shortstop, if you'll forgive the
okay, the so I'm the Spock. Yeah. I'm bringing it back to nerddom. I'm the Spock.
Definitely Spock. And, you know, kind of brings us, grounds us out and kind of gives us a well-needed voice in our sort of crazed momentum that Christian and I get into. We can talk ourselves up into these, you know, way up in the atmosphere, Christian and I. And, Mark has a good way of like sort of popping our balloon and bringing us back down.
I'm the cooler. I'm here to just, you know, throw ice down everyone's pants and get us all back to it. Now it's funny. I mean, like, the way we talk, it sounds like we're like always at odds or something. It's actually the other way around. We're usually all on the same page, but, you know, minor details and things, you know, sometimes we'll be like, you know, well, I don't know, does this make sense? Does this make sense? And, you know, God bless, you know, I really got to know James through this project. He was a name I kept hearing about through Christian, and then, you know, finally I got involved and got to know him and consider him a good friend. And Christian, like you said, we've been friends forever, and, you know, it's a labor of love, but it's also truly enjoyable working with these guys and also working with really talented folks that we've gotten to know over the years. So, you know, it's all good stuff. And I don't really have a plan, to get back to your question, in terms of what I'm not really looking to evolve a role so much as just enjoy the hell out of the one I've got. So, you know, whatever comes.
You know, having Dead Living be the first title that you are all producing, publishing, what's the capacity you see for Fugitive Poems growth? Is looking at 2 titles, 3 titles, 10 titles a year? What's the plan?
That's an excellent question. I would love to get to a point where we're doing 10 titles a year, and I would like for 3 of them to be ours and 7 of them to be other people's, because we have, you talked about Finis. I mean, I have I have 10 issues of that written. Right? We have a story called, I just forgot the name of it, River. Wow. River, that we have 2 chapters of drawn and done that we're going to be working on. We have a not safe for work, fun sex comedy adventure coming as well that we're going to be putting out hopefully the first issue this year. And so we have a lot of plans, and we're working. We've got our business plan together. We're growing, and we're just pushing full speed ahead. This is what we want to be doing. I want to be writing comics that are available to people, and James wants to be drawing comics that are available to people, and Mark wants to do the same. And we want to be putting out other people's comics, like Dirty Living. We're in talks with an incredibly talented team right now about a really wild idea that I'm hoping we get them on board as well, because I'd love to put that out. And we're only going to put out stuff that we're proud of, that we're only going to put our brand name on something that we're proud of. And we want to help them, you know, with our capacity as educators as well. You know, when you sign on with Fugitive Poems, you're getting seriously accomplished editors, people that we know what we're talking about. We teach it. We live it. We do it for each other. We know we can't be trusted to do our own. I can read your work all day, but I need someone to read mine, right? Because I know I'm going to make those same mistakes. And as Mark said, Mark's my reader. I just wrote a script that I'm incredibly proud of the title. The script came out really well, but I mostly wrote it so that the title could be out there. And the title is Albino Satanists in Heat. the title
on came- USA Up All Night.
I had to write this now because I need this to exist.
I'm hearing a 70s soundtrack in the background.
Yeah, well, absolutely. a terrific artist named Ken Fontana, at Ken Fontana Art, you can find him on Instagram, is drawing it, and it's going to be an anthology called Folk Horror that's coming out. I don't know when the guy's putting it out, but it's being put together right now. But this is what I want to do. This is what I love. And James and I, but yeah, I said to James, I said, all right, I got an idea. What do you want to draw? What are the bad guys? And he said, you know, I haven't played with aliens very much. And so that was the decision. I said, all right, give me a little bit and I'm going to put this together. And we've got three issues written of it. And James is working on issue one. So that's, this is what we want to be doing. All of us. This is what we want to be doing. And we're making it happen, which I'm really excited about. And I want people to go to the Fugitive Poems store and get these copies of Containment Breach 1-4. We have our own stories in there, and from the absolute best indie creators out there, these are incredible collections of stories. Imagine having the Twilight Zone or Black Mirror or your favorite anthology show, Love, Death, and Robots, in your hands. For a wild time.
Is there going to be another Containment Breach? Is there plans for Containment Breach Volume 5?
It's on hold right now. Not on hold. We're taking a pause on that while we work on these others. And then we're going
to... No plans one way or the other.
Exactly, yeah. But we do have another anthology series that's going to be on the website coming out. But like I said, Barney, we got a lot going on. We've got a heavy metal magazine-esque zine that's going to be available on the website as well. And it has the best name ever, courtesy of James. We were going all over with names, styles, and type of names.
That's the one I didn't buy, so let's not name that.
Oh, is that right? Oh, then I will not say it yet.
Yeah, stay tuned, folks.
I told you I was going to buy it, then I skated. I just remembered that. But that's to come. We've been trying to brainstorm and think about ways to reach new audiences. A lot of times our audiences are kind of our age, and they're from the, you know, buying the 90s comics and stuff. And, you know, anyone under 30, you know, they all read their content online and so forth. So we're trying to make it accessible to more people. So that's why we're going with this online content. By the way, any of our books, if you don't want to pay the premium for the print editions, we have all digital copies available on the website as well. So if you don't want to invest the money in the print copy, you can get a heavily discounted digital copy of any of those books, and they're high quality digital PDFs.
I want to tack on to that the books themselves are really great quality though too. So if you want it on your shelf, don't hesitate.
Because these are, as you say, these are really good. They're also pretty darn thick, too. These aren't like 22 pages.
Not at all.
Yeah. Last one was 172, I believe.
182, wow. I think the last one.
182?
I believe so.
182 pages. Yeah, Containment Breach Volume 4.
Yep. And the one before that was 172, I believe. 162 was another one. These are serious books.
Right.
That's a lot of pages for what? The 35? That wasn't bad.
30.
Are we nuts?
$29.99.
Oh my god.
Yep.
In fact, you can get volume 4 for $24.99 right now. It's on sale at the site.
Right, I saw that. That is a great deal. This is something that you definitely need to pick up then is for $182 pages.
If they want to pay a dollar a page, we will not stop them. This is volume 3 of Clouds and Ether, which was our sci-fi outing. I'm very, very proud of. James has volume 4 right there. But you can see
these thick,
beautiful books with high quality color and wide stories. I can't tell you how excited I am whenever I get to show this to somebody. People say, "Well, what are you doing? What are you making?" And this looks beautiful, and this one's got a giant marauding chicken in it. I mean, really, you just go wrong.
We got it all.
That's right. We have absolutely all of it.
On that point, Christian, I don't know if I told you this. I brought the last one to work because there's somebody that I'm working with in a tutorial who expressed an interest in coloring and art and the rest of it. And I was like, oh, let me show you what we're doing. And the book wound up getting passed around all over the place and everybody was just kind of blown away. They were like, you know, I know you said you did this stuff. I didn't realize you were making like really nice books and stuff. Like, you know, everybody kind of expects newsprint and, you know, and we're like, no, these are good quality things. And we really are proud of it. I mean, I think it's a standout in
yeah, we're doing the real thing here. So we have the same thing at our school. You know, a lot of professors, they're just academics. They, you know, they don't really do anything. They talk the big talk and so forth. Then you ask them to, you know, see their portfolios or something. And it's like, oh, yeah, I don't know, I'm working on it. You know, it's good to really be able to, we brought some of these in. More than one person said, wow, I can't believe that you did that.
You're not totally.
That was our IT guy. Like, how old was Sean? Probably, you know, like late 50s or something. He's like, yeah, this is amazing. He's not really a comic guy. He couldn't believe what he saw. It was great.
Yeah,
and they're great reads. Mark's story in Volume 4, The Dark Triad, is fantastic. It's so much fun. There's some wild stuff in all the volumes. You're not going to know what to expect, and that's one of the things as an editor is I don't allow for cliche endings, and I also don't allow for vague endings, which a lot of young writers like to put those. Oh, you get there's Mark's story right there that James is holding up.
Yeah. A little James colored that,
and that's for James colored. That's right.
That is what we were talking about earlier.
So each time you turn the page to a new story, you're going to get a brand new experience with a solid ending, because that's key to me with short work. And it has to have a solid ending. And they're fun and they're out there. And this is the talent that the world should be seeing. These people who are doing these things, this is what the world should be seeing. And we're proud to be making that happen. And I'm proud to have my own work in there. I every story I put out with James is... what an experience emotionally to see him to life, these ridiculous ideas that I get. And he knocks them out of the park, and we're proud to put them out there. So I really hope people will come to the Fugitive Poems, fugitivepoems.com, go to the store, and again, you can download it. You can have it in your hands digitally instantly, or you can get the book, which by the way, very often when we're mailing stuff out, if I get the urge, I'll sign as well. So you may end up signed copy. I haven't asked for it. And sometimes I sign other people's names.
Heavy metal's gone. The dying zines at the record store, they're all gone. And what's going out there now is so corporate and so sanitized and so... be careful not to make somebody think something that can't be monetized. And that's what we're trying to work against. We're trying to keep the art in this industry. So in our small little way, in our small little quarter of this very large industry, you know, we at least can kind of give somebody something else out there. And, you know, young or old, if you're older and you remember this stuff fondly, we got you. If you're younger and you're going, man, I never had this. Yes, you do. Just click on the website, you know, and check out what we're doing. And if you want to write something, you want to draw something, you want to color something, you're good with lettering, holler out. You know, we are always kind of keeping our eyes open too. So, you know,
for those that are listening that want to be a part of Fugitive Poems with your next anthology, or they might have a title that might fit under the Fugitive Poems banner, what's the best place they could reach out to all of you?
If you go to the top of the Fugitive Poems website, you will see a submissions button. There's actually two options. I'm double checking myself right now. I'm not making things up. There's contact button at the top of FugitivePoems.com. And there's a submissions button. If you want to talk to us, ask us questions, whatever, just get in touch with us, please click contact. And if you want to submit, then check our submission guidelines. And you'll find out, because we're always looking for, we're looking to put out, Mark just said, all those greats are gone. All those greats are gone, but they're not all gone. We're doing it. And we want to put out that kind of wild work. I mean, really, all you got to do is flip through one of my anthologies and see that we're down for whatever. We want crazy, wild. We want anything except passe, usual crap. And so if you click on, you'll see our submission guidelines, and you can submit to us.
If it's something Disney won't buy, bring it our way.
Exactly.
But, you know, too, I mean, we also have a Twitter available just if somebody wants to, you know, reach out, you know, just even just to share something they've drawn or something and say, like, hey, is this the kind of thing? And then, you know, we can write back, yeah, you know, this is fantastic. Put it, you go to our website, hit the submission button and throw some stuff our way.
Yep.
It, you know, we're out there, we're reachable. But, you know, the easiest way to do anything, of course, is through our main website.
Yeah. We're on Instagram, we're on Blue Sky, and we are on X and Facebook.
And I don't even know what Blue Sky is, so I'm
going to smile. I still don't know what that is, but I guess we're on it.
We're on it.
Yeah. We're on it. There you go.
We're on Threads as well.
Yeah. I don't know that I even remember how to get back into that one.
I set that one up because I'm the Instagram guy.
No, that's right. It's connected to Instagram.
It's all connected. Yeah.
We're also on something called Hive. I don't even know how to get back into that. Anytime one of them popped up, Mastodon, I grabbed it. So,
but if you're more of a messenger pigeon person, we're good with that. Whatever works.
Right. And don't forget, you guys are on MySpace and you're still on Friendster as well. Correct.
Yeah.
We got it all. I believe if you ask Jeeves about us. Oh wait, yeah, never mind.
I was gonna say, yeah, but find it on was it web crawler? Was that the other one too?
Oh my god, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'd forgotten that one completely.
Web crawler. I think there was one called Web Ferret too. That was well before.
So, final thoughts, guys.
As we've been trying to reach out to all types of people. We've been trying to advance the idea of free thought, which is important in this country. You know, there's all these echo chambers of this versus that. People become very contentious and so forth. We want to kind of bring it back down to earth and, you know, bring you cool content kind of outside of all the nonsense that we're dealing with. You know, if you're into stuff like that, you know, I guess the equivalent could be something like a really fascinating and contrived meme, you know, for the younger kids. It goes a bit beyond that, but it's sort of where we're working, that kind of sarcastic edge on there with our work. You know, we're not afraid to put anything out. So if you're a crazy creator who everyone says, oh yeah, I like your work, well, we'll call you right back. And it does have to be good, high quality. We don't put out garbage, but you know, if you got some high quality stuff you want put out, especially with this this new format that we have, the zine format, we're going to be a lot more open to stuff, a little bit more loose, you know, not scribbles, but definitely
stuff we're not afraid of. Gritty,
yeah, right? Gritty. And right there, it looks like it was made 2 days ago with markers, you know, that kind of stuff. And we'll also be putting prose into the book, poetry. It's going to be a real open format, so it should be really cool. So check out, keep us, you know, on your social media channels, and watch out.
Cool, excellent. All right, Christian and Mark, anything to add to that?
You want the last word, Christian?
Yeah, you go ahead, Mark.
Buy our stuff. You'll like it. And then we'll have money to make more stuff you like. So thank
you very much. I'm going to leave it.
It's as simple as that.
I told you, Brandon.
Right there. Yeah, absolutely. Fugitivepoems.com already has a ton of content you're going to have a great time with. And there's a lot more coming. We like good stuff. We're going to make good stuff. We are making good stuff. So Mark just said, buy our stuff. And we can make more of it. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for having us on. This was a great time, Barney.
Yeah. Thank you so much again. And looking forward to having you guys come back on again.
Absolutely. Now we're friends of the show. We get the stick.
Yeah.